This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Water ice. To an outsider, a baffling term, somehow both redundant and contradictory. Ice, of course, being the solid state water takes when it reaches a temperature below 0 degrees Celsius. But water ice, or water ice, is what residents of the greater Philadelphia metropolitan area call Italian ice, a non-dairy, fruit-based frozen dessert that's somewhere between a sorbet and a granita. With origins tracing back to the 17th century, when migrants from the Arab Peninsula brought snow-based sweet treats to Italy, the icy confection traversed the Pacific in the early 20th century with the migration of Italians to the eastern shores of the U.S. In the rest of the country, the dessert was simply called Italian ice, but in Philly, for unknown reasons, locals preferred water ice. And the term stuck like syrupy residue on a satisfied customer's fingers. In 1984, on a scorching May afternoon in the Philadelphia suburb of Bensalem Township, Bob Tumolo, Bensalem Township. In 1984, on a scorching May afternoon in the Philadelphia suburb of Bensalem Township, Bob Tumolo, a former firefighter, opened a window serving water ice. The fledgling business was a Tumolo family affair. The recipe was crafted with the help of Bob's mother, Elizabeth. Management duties were handled with some brotherly love from his sibling John, and the establishment itself was named after Bob's wife. Just over a decade later, Bob's lovely wife had her name on over 100 locations, and in 2005, the Tumolo family sold their stake to private equity firm McKnight Capital Partners, who made the cold, calculated decision to expand worldwide. Today, the chain has over 600 outlets across the globe, and though Italian ice may be what its official name says, to residents of the city where the Fresh Prince was born and raised, it's water ice. This week on Doughboys, Rita's Italian Ice.
Come on, go with the Doughboys!
Welcome to Doughboys, the podcast about chain restaurants. I'm Nick Weiger. Hi, Philly! Thank you for sticking around for this late start, but we know that gave you guys the opportunities to get good and drunk. And guys, before we go any further, this week's roast is courtesy of Becky Steele. It's time for me to introduce my co-host, Big Titty Gritty, the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell!
Big Titty Gritty?
Take it up with Becky Steele. I'm just the messenger.
God, it's always women who roast me so hard. Jesus. How the hell, Philly? Wags, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, we got the energy back up.
Yeah!
Look at this crowd.
God!
You guys make the last crowd look like complete shit.
Wait, how many of you were here for the first show?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
The last crowd was great.
I just wanted to say this, Mitch, so our fans have figured out that they can send in a roast. I said this a little bit at our DC show, that they'll send in a roast for a specific show, tailored to that city.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, for example, for DC, I got about 12. They were fun. Like, about 12 different submissions of things that they could roast you with. Mm-hmm. For Philly, I got over 100.
You fucks. You Philly fucks.
The city of brotherly love loves to roast. They love Jesus. To insult. Hey, you know.
Why'd you've never been to the... Wait, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, we only roast the ones we love.
Oh, shut up. Shut the fuck up. You've never been to Philly before.
I've never been. This is my first time.
Yes. Did you? We were talking about it a little bit. Did you get to do anything?
No. What are we talking? We're just going to recap what we did in the first show? No, I didn't get to do anything. You were with me the whole time.
In the taxi cab, you told me you were going to go patch up the crack in the Liberty Bell. And I said, how are you going to do it? And then you raised your eyebrows.
Like I'm going to spackle it with my ejaculate? That's what you're implying?
That's what I'm saying, baby.
Jesus Christ.
It's true, Nick. This happened in the car. You have not got to see. You didn't get to. Nick Weiger will leave Philadelphia without having a cheesesteak.
No, it's true. Yeah, I'm disappointed.
Boo him.
Hey, I boo too. Boo. I'm unhappy. I'd like to get a cheesesteak while I'm here.
Is there any late night cheese place? Is there a place that stays open? Wow. There's one that never closes? Wow, what is this fucking magical place?
What is this Xanadu?
Jeez, it never closes. No. What place is that? McDonald's.
Oh, boy.
Who is this guy?
It's Grimace. Fucking Grimace is out there.
Fucking Grimace.
God damn it.
What's an all-night good Philly cheesesteak place? Terrible, terrible idea as soon as I ask the audience. One at a time.
It sounds like you're saying Dibs. Is that what? Jim's.
Jim's. Jim's is all night.
The man's name is like a man's name. Jim's. J-I-M's.
Yes.
Okay, we got that mystery solved. We can get a late night cheesesteak at
J-I-M,
Jim's.
Right? Not
G-Y-M.
Thank God.
We won't be going there.
Are they
there.
Yelling Jim to me?
Yeah.
No, Jim, go to the gym. We're trying to save you.
Mitch, not Doughboys fans. That's not our demographic.
We have sold out of 2XL shirts.
We get like 5 minutes after the first show, like you, Song, and Emma come backstage, like we're out of 2XL. It's like,
we just got a new box of shirts.
We got
the 2XLs are gone.
Mitch, we wanted to shout someone out real quick. So Ryan from Little Baby's Ice Cream.
Yes.
Have you guys had Little Baby's Ice Cream here? So Ryan brought a bunch. Anyone in the first show have some of this Little Baby's ice cream? Because he brought it and he had to give it away.
He brought a bunch of free ice cream for everyone and scooped it all for 200 scoops.
But his freezer broke.
And we didn't get any.
20 gallons of his inventory melted. Yeah, so it's a huge bummer. But we're sorry. Thank you for the effort, Ryan. Thank you to
Little
Baby's ice cream.
We're going to order some to LA.
We're going to order some. We're going to try it out. But
and
we just
I also,
want to shout that out and appreciate the gesture.
I also said to him, I was like, please just let me drink the cream. Let me have it, please.
We're craving the cream.
Cream.
Creamy.
And then we got down on our knees and we meowed at him like kittens.
Yeah.
Meow.
You didn't do it with me.
Meow. Meow.
Oh, boy. We're now in two-a-days, Wags. You're not going to last.
No, it's not. I mean, I'm already fading fast. This is so far.
This is going to be a nice loose show, baby.
This is past my bedtime, and Pacific time zone is 3 hours behind.
It's pathetic.
I'm so tired. But you know,
have a full bottle of wine.
Yeah, this full bottle of Pinot Grigio will help my energy stay up.
Folks, I guarantee you by the end of the show, we're going to get him to butt chug the rest of that bottle.
Have you ever butt chugged alcohol? I've never done it.
I've never butt chugged before. Has anyone out here
butt chugged? Anyone ever butt chugged? That guy definitely thought more people would be with him.
This is my moment. Hell yeah.
Uh-oh. Shouldn't have brought a first date here.
Time for me to go. Maybe a shirt before I go. 2XL? You're sold out.
By the way, I'm Duff Man.
People are doing Duff Man impressions now. Nick, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
You told me you were extremely exhausted.
Yeah, I'm very tired, but I'm powering through it.
After the first show.
Yeah, after the first show. It's okay. I'm going to power through it. Wait, we were going to say something. There was something that came. Oh, butt chugging. So, like.
Oh, yes. Butt chugging, yes.
My understanding is that you get much drunker because of the way you absorb the alcohol through your rectal tissue. And so, like it seems like, oh, this is a fun thing.
Jesus.
But you can seriously get alcohol poisoning if you, like, put some vodka up your ass or whatever, because you just absorb it so quickly. Mm. So just be careful out there if you guys are going
to
butt chug after the show.
Yeah, to that one guy who screamed, yeah!
Butt chug in moderation.
Yeah. Good call, Wikes.
So, Mitch, Emma reminded you of something before the show. Do you remember what it is?
Yes. Play my drop. I already said, howdy ho to Spoon Nation.
Right.
Emma and or you song, play that drop, please.
I asked a half dozen people. No one knew Slayer's discography.
Oh, I take it back when I criticize you about not knowing metal. You know all of Slayer's discography.
We got the South of Heaven, which I believe is a Slayer reference.
Which is hell, right? South of Heaven must be hell.
The thing is, now I love hot salad. That is not a quote. You cannot find that in the transcripts of the Doughboys episodes that are up on the Doughboys Wikipedia.
I mean, I dare someone to find it.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, Mitch. I'll be at the Philly show. It would be great to see my drop go down live if possible. If not, no big deal. John, 450 degree oven fries Burton.
John, are you here?
Are you the butt chugger?
I think he just very quietly said, yep.
John, are you here? Fuck you. Thank you.
Our first drop was made by for the first show. There was a drop that was made by a drop regular Shampoodler, who apparently lives in Philadelphia.
Yes, he lives in Philly.
He lives in Philadelphia.
He submits drops to us a lot.
And we asked, and so a guy at the meet and greet knows Shampoodler and says, "I'm sorry that this is deep Doughboys lore. I apologize." If there's a patient significant other who's here with their Doughboys fan freak husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend, I apologize for digging into this.
It's always fun. That now we've seen the wives be more, because forever it was just like, my husband really likes you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were like, sorry?
Yeah, yeah.
And they accepted our apology.
Some like normal woman with like a barely functional man wearing a, a heat seeker t-shirt. And it's just like, Jesus 2XL. Christ, what happened here?
But the last show, it was the opposite. We had the wife in the relationship.
Right.
Us.
Some gender swaps. But so Shampoodler lives in Philadelphia, didn't come to that show. My understanding is didn't come to this show either. And a guy at the meet and greet who knows him personally said, oh, yeah, he said he's not coming to the show because he's going to be playing World of Warcraft with Jack Allison.
Fuck you, Shampoodler. Yeah,
eat shit, Shampoodler.
You're like our biggest fan. You hate us.
I made the right call.
Bring out the fucking guests, you dork.
Mitch.
Thank you.
I'm going to blaze past that. Our guests are wonderful. First up, from Drunk History, Comedy Bang Bang, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine, make some noise for the amazing Carl Tart.
Yeah, baby.
What up?
Time to sit back and unwind.
Next up, from the President's Show, Inside Amy Schumer and The Simpsons, making her hometown return, Philadelphia native Christine Nangle.
Wow. Wow.
What's up, you dirts? This is a Philadelphia-related umbrella.
It's a rainbow umbrella, and it says that has dangling letters that I believe read "Nang Gang." Is that correct?
I hope so. Yes.
But in what way is it Philadelphia-related besides it being related to you?
That's a secret.
Got it. Got it. For locals only.
Yeah.
Guys, we're talking sweet treats tonight. I wanna start here.
It's the dessert show.
It's the dessert show. Hey, our first show was dinner. Now it's time for dessert. And you know what? For a lot of people, that's their favorite part.
But this might be a shitty dessert.
I want to start here. Do you have a sweet tooth? I certainly do. And honestly, it's something of an Achilles heel for me.
Wow.
Because I love a sweet treat.
You're something of a sweet seeker.
I am something of a sweet seeker. I love a sugary treat. Ice cream especially. I've mentioned many times on the show that I'm a creamsman. I love ice cream. And
you ate ice cream more than like small children do. You really do.
I had an insane ice cream consumption habit you mentioned more than children do. I have constrained my ice cream consumption versus when I was a kid. Because when I was a kid, my parents were just happy for me to eat anything. And so I was having ice cream for dessert literally every night. And I didn't realize that I was...
Were you like some sort of experiment? Your parents are both professors, aren't they?
My mom is a nurse, and my dad did teach at a college. Yes,
That's what Mitch thinks nurses are. They're professors. They're professors of blood pressure. And needles.
But I had ice cream a lot, and I got so used to it, and I had a lot of sugary cereals. I had so much sugar in my diet as a kid, and now, I mean, I love it, but I have to have it in moderation, or else I just get even fatter than I already am. But you guys, do you, Mitch?
Feels impossible. You're pretty fat now.
Mitch, do you like a sweet treat, or you're more of a savory guy?
I am more savory. I like if it's late at night. I'm not going to sneak down to the fridge and get some sort of ice cream. I'm going to drive to McDonald's and get a Big Mac. I remember I like had to literally steal my mom's car. I think I told you this, to go to McDonald's. Like, because she doesn't like me eating.
Like a smash and grab job? Like you broke her window?
No, I just like, she was like, good night. I was like, good night. And then I snuck out like the back door and I went and got a Big Mac.
How old were you?
11.
This is this last summer.
Did you eat it in the car? Did you like eat it in the car? Did you bring it home and eat it?
Oh yeah, no, I ate it in the car. Of course I ate it in the car, and then I hid it in the barrel. I was afraid she was gonna find it in the barrel too. She's like Donkey Kong going through those barrels.
Does Donkey Kong like or dislike barrels. That's the thing I haven't quite
figured
out.
He likes them. He uses them as weapons, but he's surrounded by them.
But is he throwing the barrels because they displease him?
No.
Is he like, get this barrel away from me? And they're inadvertently being flung at Jumpman, a.k.a. Mario.
No, he's throwing them intentionally at Jumpman.
Okay.
He's saying, take this, my friends, the barrels. He's throwing them at Mario.
But why did you have to, like... Because in this situation, I think I would just say to my mom, like, hey, I'm going to go get some food. I'll be back.
Right? Why is that? She's nervous I'm going to die.
Driving to McDonald's?
No, eating a Big Mac.
Oh, I see what's going on.
Have you seen me? What don't you get? I'm big.
You look great. You've been slimming down. You've dropped a lot of weight.
Thank you. It might be one of those situations where a thing gets to a certain size and then just starts caving into itself.
How many pounds are you down since your weight loss regimen?
I was down about 15 pounds at one.
Wow. Wow.
Not noticeable for 15 pounds.
It absolutely is noticeable. You look great.
Oh, thank you, Nick.
Did your mom wake you up the next morning with like the McDonald's bag? Like, what is this?
She has done that plenty of times before.
Wow.
Michael. What is this?
I learned it by watching you. Or maybe you didn't. I don't know.
I did not, no.
Okay.
And why didn't you sleep in my bed last night? Sorry, Mama. I have a water boy type situation with my mom.
You're
a Bobby Boucher type of deal.
Yeah. No, we understood. I think people think of you as like a poor man's Bobby Boucher.
I was watching that the other day. When the coach came over for dinner, they were eating an entire boa constrictor with an apple in his mouth.
That's
like,
right.
Yeah. Up, and it's like they didn't skin it. You're supposed to skin a snake before you eat it.
I think that moment is fun. I think the water boy is funny.
Yeah, it's funny. It's a funny movie.
If it's not certified fresh, I'll go nuts.
Do you want me to look it up? I have the Wi-Fi here.
Yes, but I'll be very upset if it's not.
Okay, I'm
going to
look it up. While I'm doing that, Nangle, are you someone with a sweet tooth?
Didn't you mean water boy?
I did.
Wow.
I did mean water boy. Thank you for correcting me.
I just wanted to start out with
water boy.
Some pandering. as I'm getting older, I have less of a sweet tooth. I think that. It always, it's kind of like what you were saying, Mitch. Like, it felt like I was like stealing something, or it always felt like wrong, so that I would like hoard things and keep them under my pillow. But I love ice cream, and it was nice to be back and have some water ice. I don't say it like that anymore, but yeah. I don't know. I guess I don't have a good answer for that. But I've eaten so much. I feel so sick. I've eaten so much sugar.
Right.
Like today at Wawa and then at Rita's and then I feel horrible.
Are you having a brew dog or a mixed drink? What is that in front of you?
It's a brew dog.
What's that mean? Beer?
Yeah, sorry.
It's a cider.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that was good. Your story reminded me of when I was like 17, my sister was 21. My dad found beers under my bed.
Oh, boy.
And he went to my sister and he was like, what are you doing drinking beers and putting under Michael's bed? And my sister is so mad about it to this day. She's like, I'm 21, Dad. He's like, yeah, you put it under your little brother's bed. And I was like,
my Michael wouldn't do that.
So, Mitch, I have mixed news for you.
Oh, fuck.
So, The Water Boy, the Adam Sandler movie, is certified rotten.
What?
At the tomato meter, it's got a score of 35%.
That's fucking bullshit.
Now, let me read this first comment.
Yes,
it
go ahead.
It says, I only rated it this low because you can't eat a snake with the skin.
Wow.
It's fair. It's fair criticism.
Comment by Barl Fart?
Yeah. however, on the flip side, 89% for a film called Water Boys, which appears to be I believe it's a Japanese film about five teenage boys who are training to be synchronized swimmers. And let me tell you, this cover art, which I could not enlarge, but it's we got five shirtless beefcakes on the cover.
Jesus.
And this comment says, they eat snake right.
Carl, do you like a sugary treat?
My last name may be Tart, but I'm a sweet boy. I am addicted to sugar.
Yes.
I need sugar with almost every meal. Some sort of... It's bad.
Right. Are you like so if you have like a cup of coffee, you're putting sugar in there? Are you
yes.
a coffee drinker?
No.
Okay.
But if I were to get a coffee, it would be loaded with sugar.
Right.
My grandma used to drink Sanka, and I would say, oh, grandma, I want some. And she would put like this much coffee, like this much milk and sugar in it.
I had a similar thing, and it was like one of my favorite treats as a boy was coffee milk. It was a rare thing that I would only get on the weekends, I think, because it would keep me up. But it would be like the same sort of thing, like a third coffee and like two-thirds milk and like whole milk and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking loved it. It was so
good.
This
is a boy?
Yeah.
As a boy.
Your parents were like, the subject is responding to the coffee milk. Each week we try a different combination of milk, sugar, and coffee. Responding well.
What's your favorite dessert, Carl?
Oh, boy. That's tough.
We talked about pies at our DC show.
Yeah, I
recently.
Like a peach cobbler is probably my favorite.
Oh, hell yeah.
With a la mode.
Ooh. Oh, yes, very
some
nice.
Vanilla ice cream on it. I like ice cream a lot. Mm-hmm. I keep it towards the vanilla side. Dessert. I like dessert.
Thank you for your vanilla advocacy, as I've said a number of times on the show.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
No, don't applaud
vanilla
him.
Is not plain. Vanilla is a flavor.
Yeah.
It's an exotic bean that has turned into a delectable dessert.
You Northern Yankees haven't had Bluebell ice cream, have you? Yeah. Some of you know.
Some
it
applause,
is
yeah.
Delicious. If you ever take a trip to the South, which I recommend, eat Bluebell ice cream. Vanilla. That's all you need.
Wow.
Homemade
wow.
vanilla. Delicious.
Nagel, you got a favorite dessert?
Water ice.
Wow.
Water ice. A nice gelati. I spaced out and was not ready for that question.
Oh, my God. Spacing out on stage.
I know. The sugar is hitting me. It's hitting me hard.
Mitch, what do you think?
I've said this before.
Yes.
I like a chocolate lava cake with a scoop of vanilla ice cream, Nick.
Fuck, a chocolate lava cake is very satisfying.
It's really good.
You get a really good piece of chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
I went to like a fancy pants restaurant in LA. It's this wonderful restaurant that me and my lovely wife Natalie have been frequenting.
Name
and
it.
What's that?
Name it so the people can go.
It's called Birdie G's. It's a new restaurant on the West Side.
And if you're in there and see Nick, sit at his table.
I might be there. We've had a lovely time, but they have like a chocolate cake dessert, and it's so simple, but it's just like a perfectly executed chocolate cake, and it's so fucking satisfying. Mm. It's like the best fucking dessert I've had in years.
Expensive restaurant?
You said, yeah, it's pricey. It's a little.
So when you sit down at that next table, make sure you say, "I see you in here flexing, King."
This is great. That's just what a crowd in Fishtown wants to hear about is fancy chocolate cake in Western LA. Tell us less.
But yeah, just like a straight up, like a chocolate lava cake is very satisfying. Mm-hmm. I honestly have had like great chocolate. I feel like that's one, as a chain restaurant podcast, a lot of chain restaurant desserts are not great. A lot of fast food desserts in particular are not great. But one thing that will usually be awesome at a chain restaurant is a chocolate lava cake. Like a lot of places, like yep. even like a Chili's does like a good chocolate lava cake.
Yeah.
Like it's like a well-executed version of it. Well, let's talk about Rita's a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
How does everyone feel about Rita's out there? Do we like Rita's? Here's one thing I want to say.
Yeah.
This was what I believe to be my first time at Rita's. But Natalie reminded me that apparently I've been to a location in L.A. They have a few outlets in L.A., and I did not remember it, which I was like, I'm not going to let that color my opinion on Rita's, But I guess I went, like, seriously, like, maybe 10 years ago to Aretha's in L.A. and just sort of, like, forgot that I'd done it.
Wait, who told you this?
Natalie? My wife did, yeah.
Your lovely wife, Natalie?
My lovely wife, yeah.
Well.
Is this a wife crowd or was the other crowd the wife crowd? I heard you saying there was a wife crowd.
We the previous show, we had a few people at the meet and greet who were... Usually it's like a man with a woman that's the couple and that the...
And the lady is upset.
The lady is like, I didn't know the show, but I saw it. Like, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Being very nice, but also like
you
clearly
guys, like,
didn't enjoy
it.
You
see a woman and you're like, wife. Well, the woman equals wife. That's a wife.
A lady in Washington, D.C. said, so how do you know these guys?
Oh, that reminds me. I was right before the show started, a lady came up to me and said, do you know when our server's coming over? We haven't been served yet. I hope you got served. I was like, I don't work here. I mean, I am getting paid for this, but you did? Okay, good.
You got served?
Kind of felt good. I don't know. I liked it.
I can't believe that you've been here before and forgot.
I was just like, I you know what I think it was? Because you said we were walking home from Venice, which is pretty far away from where we lived at the time.
She tells you so much. You are like 50 first dates with Natalie. She
Jesus
tells you
Christ,
every...
you're right.
I am right. She tells
no,
you
right.
shit all the time.
No, because I forget things that we've done. And then she tells me about them.
Your
like,
morning
really?
Starts with a video from Natalie telling you that you're married.
All right, I'm going to look up 50 first dates on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
Maybe she poisons your coffee milk every day and then invents memories for you to have. And that's how she keeps you on a leash.
Okay, 50 first dates. The third billed actor in 50 first dates,
yeah.
Rob Schneider.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Wow. He'd had a big role. Boy. Rotten Tomatoes is not kind to Adam Sandler.
It's bullshit.
Certified rotten 45%.
This is bullshit.
Yeah.
We gotta turn these Rotten Tomato numbers around, everyone.
No, actually.
Comment
actually.
Here.
What?
Actually, I agree with that.
No!
Wow.
Yes.
All right, 50 first dates is not great, but Waterboy should be higher.
Oh, here's why. Not enough snake eating.
Uh huh. Yep. But honey, you love snake. No, I don't. Who are you? Is this rape? Kind of. It's problematic.
Nagle, I know you've been to Rita's before. I mean, I have to assume you've been to Rita's a number of times before as a Philly native.
Be cool, eat to Rita's. Yes, I've been to Rita's a lot.
Mitch and Carl, had you ever been to Rita's?
No.
No.
I think that I've had like a... Do they sell Rita's like little... like a? They sell it, right? In the grocery store? Yeah. I've had a little Rita on the road.
You've
before.
Had the to-go version.
I've had a to-go version, the
okay,
grocery store version. I've had one before, I think. Not more than one. I don't know. I've had tried it before. Okay?
Yes.
Sorry.
I doubt you had one. Just one.
Got mad at everyone, but I've had it before. But I've never been into the actual storefront before.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and... I also do think, like, even if I've been to the L.A. version, going to a proper Philly location is going to be a better, more authentic experience. And this one, and I don't know if it's old or if it's built to look old, but it looks like one that was established a while ago, the South Street location we went to, steps away from the Wawa, the newly constructed
just
Wawa.
A few, on the same block, we had just filled ourselves with Wawa food, and we walked over to Rita's. And I got to say this was the nice touch to it.
Yeah.
Two old men in seats out in front of the store.
Two elderly Italian gentlemen having a conversation, I assume, about someone that they've ordered to be whacked. No,
with
they
the
were...
dude playing an accordion. When the moon hits your eye.
But yeah, it was like a nice like neighborhood detail. I was like, oh, this is like this feels like a place that's a neighborhood institution. It was just two dudes who clearly lived in the area just hanging out, and this was their neighborhood meetup.
They were arguing in Italian over the Rotten Tomato score of Waterboy.
Mamma mia, why he no eating the snake?
And me, I no tomatoes.
I gotta say this before we get into it. Well, I mean, this is into it. We were inside. But a guy came in who was a Doughboys listener.
Oh, yes.
It was like, hey, I thought you guys might be in here.
It was very accusatory.
And we were like, yeah, what's up? And he was like, can I take a picture? And we're like, sure. And he took a picture, and then he was like, by the way, this place sucks, 1-4. And he ran off.
Yeah.
You said he'd be here tonight.
Is he here?
Is he here? Is the Reader's Hater here?
I don't think he was coming to a show. Fuck this guy.
Was that Shampoodler?
Shampoodler!
Wait, you omitted another detail, which Carl observed.
Yeah.
This guy... As Carl was taking the picture, the guy did not recognize Carl.
I get it, Philadelphia. Who the fuck is that? As they're posing, and I'm ready to snap this thing, he's got his arms around Nicki Minaj, and he goes, "You look lovely, by the way." And then he comes back, and I go, "Okay." And I'm like, "Is that some lore?"
I don't know. I didn't know what was
going
on.
Is that in the canon?
Yeah.
He said it to Weiger?
Yeah.
Right in his face like that?
Yeah.
And I think he was hot for Weigs.
I'm like, you gonna give my boy Mitch no love?
That's fucking bullshit. Sizes piece of shit.
Hey, man, he made me take the picture.
Take this.
Who is Rita? Did you say in the intro?
Rita is the founder's wife.
Ah, okay.
He named it after his wife, which is a very nice gesture.
I zoned out during your intro.
Yeah, I know you always.
She's also the villain from Power Rangers.
What's that?
She's also the villain from Power Rangers.
That's right. Zoran. I have like the head size of Zoran. That's too deep reference, I think.
Rangers.
That's an interesting like trick, like to start a business and name it after your wife, especially
right.
if she doesn't work there.
Yeah.
Because you could soil her name big time, or you could be like, honey, I can't come home. I'm working at your water ice place. What do you want me to do? I think it's manipulative.
I think it's a great move.
What if it fails? What if somebody gets food poisoning and dies?
That is, ooh, that's a good point. If you're like, I'm working at Nang Gang's, the shitty sandwich shop.
You're papered with cease and desist letters everywhere.
So behind the counter, my man Jacob was a wonderful worker. Was a wonderful server. He did a great job of steering us through this our initial experience
from Brooklyn. He moved to Philly from Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn, moved to Philly because of cost of living, and seemed to be making a nice life for himself.
Some
here.
People didn't like that. I just heard a big ugh from the audience.
Is that like, because I've heard this about Denver, that people in Denver and also Portland, I know, is an issue, are upset about people from California moving there. Is that an issue with Philly? People from New York keep moving here? It is. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Wow. Well, you know what? Fuck New York.
We're going to be there tomorrow night.
Yeah, we'll be there tomorrow night doing two shows. So if you're in the area, check us out. So Jacob hooked us up. The first item that I really wanted to order was the Go Birds Italian Ice Midnight Green.
Fucking bullshit. He's just doing this to make me mad.
Wow. So this is a limited time offer. It is an Italian ice. It is midnight green colored.
It looks like bird shit.
It's an off-putting color for a dessert. But it has an apple pear flavor. I'll say this. First up, Go Birds. Second up.
Has never watched a single second of an Eagles game. Only even got interested in them tonight because he heard that Nick Foles has a big dick.
But that's not... Yeah, that's right.
I've been saying Go Birds before this.
But he saw Silver Linings Playbook so many times he learned how to do the dance.
It's true.
And he was
that's
showing us the
true.
Dance. That counts as an Eagles game.
I'll say this. I found that apple pear flavor unpleasant. I didn't love it. I thought the texture was good, and I thought like it was like a refreshing icy flavor, but I just didn't like that particular. They have so many flavors there that you can find something that works for you, but this one did not work for
me. Just like my Super Bowl trip 2 years ago, it left a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah. It was a little, it was just like, I think it had a little bit of sourness, which I would have liked it for this. It would have been more refreshing if it wasn't as sour.
That's the green apple, though.
Yes, that's the green apple.
That makes it. I didn't want to like it.
And why?
I did.
Why didn't you want to like it?
Oh, you know why, Nico.
Because the Eagles part?
No, I thought it was good.
I thought it sucked. I thought it sucked shit.
It was my least favorite of the items that we ordered. I will say this, that I love like a snow cone kind of texture. I love like that that just sort of like icy sort of sweet treat. I really enjoy that. So that element was nice. I just feel like the particular flavor, the apple hyphen pear that they had just didn't quite work for me. And the color also was, it's like army green. It's not super appealing.
No.
It's like Eagles uniform green. But we also got a...
Which you people just fucking eat it up, you fools. It looks like the uniform, you dumb fucks.
Wow.
Yeah, fuck Philly. You're so mean to me. Oh, shit. It turned too fast.
Here come the batteries.
At least throw
I want to be like my Philly. You're mean to me. Fuck you. God. Fuck Tom Brady chance.
There are two more chances to catch Doughboys live in 2019. See me, Mitch, and special guest John Gabris in Tempe, Arizona on November 22nd and Houston, Texas on November 23rd. See Mama Bear, Papa Bear, and Baby Bear, that's me, review local chains live before we hibernate for the winter. Tickets available at headgum.com/live.
Today's episode of Doughboys is brought to you by Helix. Wags, I've had a Helix mattress now for 6 years, maybe 7 years.
Wow.
It's been a while. It was pre-pandemic, I know that much.
Man.
I know. And you know what? My sleep has greatly improved. I love my Helix mattress. It's like a cloud. Wally and Irma sleep in there together. They love it. They don't want to leave the bed.
Cute.
I don't want to leave the bed. Probably bad for you. You know what? Anytime I'm late here, blame it on Helix.
Wow.
I'm sleeping away.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, Wags, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. Models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions. Plus, enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night, which is a problem for me. I heat up.
Problem for me, too. And if your spine needs some extra TLC, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design, combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top. It's the perfect combination of comfort and support.
Wags, I took the Helix Sleep Quiz, and I was matched with a Moonlight Lux mattress because I wanted something that felt nice and soft, just like me.
Wow. And not only is the mattress the best you've ever slept on, but the setup was fast and easy, as you were telling me. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box and straight to your door for free.
You know what? Ross Kimball helped me set it up. Good guy, Ross.
Shout out to Ross. Plus, Helix mattresses all come with a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on the model.
And now Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/doughboys and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Helix Partner 20.
Mitch, did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? You know, before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about 10 subscriptions. I could not believe it when they showed me I was paying for more than 15 subscriptions each and every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forgot about.
Wow. Wags, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Doughboy's Patreon, the Doughboy's Double, bye-bye.
Mitch, I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you themselves, Wags.
Wow. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
Wow.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/doughboys.
Do it.
Hey, Mitch, this ever happened to you? You walk into a store and you're like, oh, I'm going to get myself a bottle of wine. What the hell do I get?
Wags, it happens to me all the time. I get wine anxiety. I don't know what the hell to do.
That's why I love our next sponsor, Naked Wines. Naked Wines is a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get a box of the market's best quality wines however often you'd like for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores.
How do they do it? Naked Wines connects winemakers and wine drinkers directly, allowing for vineyard-to-your-door delivery at up to 60% off what you would pay in store. By cutting out the traditional retail middlemen, costs, and markups, winemakers can pass those savings on to you without skimping on quality.
As a result, you'll get exclusive access to hundreds of top-quality, award-winning wines at huge savings, making Naked Wines perfect for any type of wine drinker.
Wags, I got sent a box of Naked Wines, and you know what? It was delightful. I had a few people over the Oscars. I was popping reds, popping whites. Everyone was satisfied.
Yeah, you know, they sent over a Chablis, they sent over a nice Burgundy, they sent over a Chardonnay, sent over a Cab Franc, they were all winners for me. Me, I personally like the Cab Sauvignon they sent over. The wine is so good, and it's such a good deal.
They tell me they were sending over a Burgundy, and I said, uh-oh. You ever see Anchorman?
Yeah, you were worried it was Ron Burgundy, but no, it was the wine. Naked Wines has been around for over 10 years and funds over 90 independent winemakers. With no commitments or membership fees, you can enjoy Naked Wines hassle-free. And the best part, every bottle is a passion product from an independent winemaker, so you are literally making an independent winemaker's dream come true.
Wow. So head to nakedwines.com/doughboys and click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website and put in Doughboys for both the code and password to get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included.
That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. That's nakedwines.com/doughboys and use the code and password Doughboys and grab 6 bottles for just $39.99.
One last time, that's nakedwines.com/doughboys, code and password Doughboys for $100 off your first 6 bottles. Do it.
So we got a mango gelati as well.
That's what I ordered. You're cheering me now. I order the mango gelati.
Do you want to describe what this is for people who, maybe for our listeners who don't know what that is?
What is the?
Well, because it's got like some soft serve like ice cream in the middle of it, and then
custard.
It's got
custard.
The custard, rather. Yes, I'm sorry.
Little custard, little ice. Do. That's the gelati. Oh, fuck it. Sorry. I was trying to sing a funk song. I don't know the ingredients.
I liked it. I'll just add that this is, apparently the mango gelati is their most popular menu item, and it was also our server Jacob's favorite, so.
Carl.
Thank you, Carl.
Carl's giggling like a
child. I rooted for the Eagles that Super Bowl.
Oh, don't get excited. I never root for you ever other times.
I would like to say that
Sixers.
The mango gelati.
The mango.
I was gonna say it's a missed opportunity to name it the mango gelati. There you go, Nango Gango. Everybody knows who I am.
Nobody touches the Nango.
Fuck.
What?
I liked it.
Mitch, you a fool.
He's just quoting what I said to him because we're all staying in the same Airbnb.
We're a big family. What are you looking up?
I'm looking up Porky Romano on Rotten Tomatoes.
from the mango character.
Oh, boy. But they were not kind to this one. Certified rotten 6%.
Ah! Oh, no.
Jesus.
You have to read Chris Kattan's book to understand why. I read his book. Listen to it on audio. He reads it.
Wow. That's a listen right there.
So it's got the soft custard in between, and it's got like the mango granita kind of surrounding it. Uh-huh. It is with the icier texture. I loved it. I thought it was delicious.
It fucking kicked ass.
It's so fucking good.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Mango is a lot of people tweeted at me to get the mango flavor. That's the number one choice, it seems like.
The most popular fruit in the world.
Mango?
Mango. Mango.
Wow. Everybody's touching the mango.
But I thought this was awesome. I thought this was really great. You know, it's just like the I honestly liked both gelatis we got, but I thought this was the standout. Carl, what did you think of that mango bad boy?
I took a taste of it and I enjoyed that one. I liked it.
Yeah.
It was sweeter than mine.
Yes.
Right. And yours was the cherry gelati.
I got the cherry.
You got the cherry.
And I said, "Oh, cherry. It's red. You can't go wrong with red."
Right.
Boy, did I tell you, I went wrong.
Oh, boy.
Why?
It wasn't sweet. It was bland.
It needed to be a little more sweet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I agreed with him. I don't know why the sweet was spilled out of it or what I don't know what the deal was. It wasn't sweet, Nick.
Boy, I disagree because, you know, you have cherry and it's a flavor like grape that can sometimes be medicine-y, but I didn't feel like this was medicine-y. And I feel like with the custard, it worked really well, the two components together. I don't know. I really enjoyed that one. I enjoyed the mango more, but I thought this was a very good flavor.
Carl, you also lost the top of it.
Yeah, so I made a real Philly snafu, if you will. I dropped the custard off the top of my gelati.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fell on the counter.
And right into a hare.
Yeah.
A Philadelphia hare.
A rabbit?
Fucking Philly hare.
Just rabbits just running around.
String of hair right in front of a bunch of cute nursing students, all with that Philly accent, which I got to be honest, I'm all about. With the lady, and it was embarrassing. I was embarrassed.
There were a group of young nurses, I think in nursing school, who came in right after we were eating.
Right.
They tried to revive me.
You know what I noticed about all of their orders? Mm-hmm. None of them got custard on top.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, they just went straight water ice.
Is that like a tourist thing? Do y'all not do that no more?
It, you know what my speculation might
be? They're not telling us. The audience is being very shy.
Maybe because they were going straight to a shift, they were worried about having dairy and that perhaps giving them a case of the rumblies.
You can't be farting.
Hold on a second. This group of young female nurses.
Yeah.
These young, pretty female nurses. You're like, they probably didn't want to shit their brains out on their shift. That's what you think?
Nurses work 12-hour shifts.
Yeah.
You can't be shitting?
It's not an easy job. My mom was a nurse.
Pretty
I'm
women
not saying
shit.
It's an easy job. What in the fuck?
You think an attractive woman doesn't shit? You think an attractive woman doesn't get diarrhea?
I know they do. I've seen it.
Whoa. Must be nice. Must be nice.
Jesus.
I've never seen it before. I don't look at scat videos. I just thought it was funny. That's where your mind went to first.
I was just trying to figure out why that was. Because it was a notable detail, for sure.
It has more calories. I mean, there's multiple
that's
reasons.
That's a good point.
Maybe
yes, it also,
they also just didn't want ice cream.
Yes.
Could have been that. Absolutely could have been that.
No,
custard,
it was dude.
Mango. Custard.
You guys have to.
We're in Philadelphia.
You thought so much
for Christ.
About these nurses. Jesus.
We loved them.
They made me take a picture of Nick and Mitch, too. But that's my kink.
Being ordered to take a photograph by a group of nurses.
Very specific kink.
Yeah,
like
very specific. We also got an Oreo cookies and cream concrete.
No, so it was called a Blizzardari or something.
It had a different name, but
it got lazy. What is it? Blendini.
It was a Blendini, but he said he'd make us a concrete. Like that was like
no, we made us a Blendini.
He said he'd make us a concrete. He said I could make it a concrete for you guys.
Oh, I don't know. We have to get him here, I guess. What was his name?
Jacob.
Jacob. He I said that I wanted what there were two women before us who ordered it.
Oh my God.
There was two women before us who ordered the cookies and cream concrete.
Yes.
But it was a Blendini, I think.
It might have been a Blendini.
It was all blended up.
The Blendini is on the menu, but concrete is also the menu. He said he could hook us up with a concrete.
What did we get? Does anyone know what we got?
I think you got a concrete.
We got Oreo cookies and cream blended together in some sort of thick dessert.
It's concrete.
It might have been a concrete.
It was fucking delicious.
It was great. I loved it.
Me too.
I thought it was really good.
Blizzardari is making me laugh a lot.
Well, I was saying this at the other show. I got to overhear lots of fun snippets of things, of people, my people. And when I was at Rita's with my mom, I overheard this. I don't know. There's like something going on at the other window, and the woman working there was like, "We don't have blizzards. That's Dairy Queen."
Oh boy!
Wow! What a fuck up!
And the lady next to me goes, "Oh, I was wondering why he is okay." It was so like apparently there had been it was a fight going on, and then she just acquiesced.
By the way, Dairy Queen sounds like a fetish, doesn't it?
He's the real pervert. Don't forget that.
Carl, did you like that Oreo cookies and cream, whatever it was?
Yeah, I liked it.
Blizzardari.
It was great.
Yeah, I liked that. I enjoyed it.
And so, Nangle, we've talked about our experience. You went with your mom. You've obviously been to Rita's a number of times. What did you think of your most recent visit?
Yeah, I went with my mother, and that was fun. And did you hear from my mom? Awesome.
Some noise for Mama Nangle.
Wow.
Yes. My mom, who is my dad's wife. It was kind of like, it was just like a known, like we knew what we were getting. We have to think about it. My mom's like, you know, she got a root beer gelati, which
right.
is the root beer water ice and then the custard. And I got a cherry, which is just kind of, I feel like that's the standard, or at least it used to be when we were little, that it was just cherry water ice. You always had it. And Rita's is a, like, you know, if you're having a block party or something like a graduation or party, you can get like a big tub of Rita's. And so it would always be like, who's bringing the soft pretzels? Who's bringing the water ice? Wow. And I got my dad a...
I got just graduated.
I got my dad an Oreo concrete, which in Philly we call pavement. But
wow!
And then I got a soft pretzel.
From Rita's, the soft pretzel.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they do have those.
Yeah, but it was different. I was saying the other show. Most, in my opinion, the more Philly soft pretzels have two holes, but you know, other places they have three holes. So this is one of the three hole places. Anyway. Well, I'm not going to make the same joke I made earlier because you could all fill in the blanks. fill in the blanks. Are we giving reviews? Am I saying what I thought?
No, no, no.
No, just tell us what you got. What told you what I thought.
Hey, it's not the fork review.
No,
fuck.
I'm not giving the fork review. I'm just, can I say if I liked it or not?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
I liked it.
Wow.
Wow.
Here's the thing. So it was, it's a treat. It really, like, I think
right.
it's because also we called that when we were little, like, you guys want a treat? Like, if it was a hot day and it was just like a special occasion, it would be like a treat would be to go get water ice. The custard, I'm not crazy about. I might be because I'm too used to like Dairy Queen, because Dairy Queen was more where we would go. And my mom wanted me to make it clear that she does not like the custard. And the gelati was like, it's really good at first, but then if you mix it in, like when the water ice starts to melt and you mix in the custard and then it kind of all gets mixed together, that's really good. Mm. And I think at Dairy Queen, that's called a Mr. Misto or Mr. Misty or something like that. What? Vitas has that? All right.
Are you Dairy Queen from
the
Philly?
Mr. Mistopheles.
What? But, and then I dipped the pretzel into the into the water ice, which is a thing that I've been doing forever.
That's a Philly thing?
Oh, I don't know if it is, but this is
You really do like wet pretzels.
I do like wet pretzels.
You weren't lying. I thought you were joking.
I love wet pretzels.
She said she loved wet pretzels last show.
Yeah, that's what I'll say. I feel like the custard got real soupy real quick. It didn't stay kind of solid. But there was a place, and my mom brought this up too. There was a place, I think that there is still one, called Rose's Water Ice. I don't know if anyone here is familiar with it, but it was, we called it Rosie's, and I was talking to some friends from Philly, and they all remembered it too, and they all called it Rosie's too. And they would have a little truck that would drive around the neighborhood, like ringing a bell, and like you would go run up and give the guy like a dollar, and he would give you, like he'd go in the back, and there was like tubs in the back of water ice. And it was like the best one. That was better than Rita's is great, but Rosie's was like amazing.
Wow.
Nick just fell asleep.
Sorry.
Said wow and went back to sleep. But the same the good thing about Rita's is that like there's chunks of fruit in it. Like there was chunks of cherry in my cherry water ice. So it really did feel fresh.
I like that. I didn't even realize that water ice. All right, Nick. I didn't even realize that water ice comes in like mint chocolate chip flavor and stuff.
That's
yeah, they get
too.
A lot of different.
It's crazy
flavors.
To me. I didn't know. I thought it was just like more like fruit flavors.
I thought it was all fruit based, but they've got a bunch of different flavors.
I do not know. It confused the shit out of me.
Yeah,
because I was like, vanilla. Wait, is that like the custard?
Right,
but it was the actual water ice flavor. And I was like, damn, should I get that? I was like, nah, let me play it safe with cherry.
Okay.
It was
play
insane.
Play with fire.
It was disorienting.
There was skin snake water ice.
And I was like, I know that's not right.
Well, let's roll right into our reviews of Rita's water ice. Rita's Italian ice, rather, is the proper name. So Christine Nangle, you've had it a number of times.
Are you doing Italian, sir?
I agree with you.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
I mean, pizza's good, but fuck Italians.
Nangle, your review, your fork score of Rita's Italian Ice.
I loved it. I thought it was great. Like I said, it's a treat. And it did feel a little bit special. I don't know. I went to one up on Horsham Road up by Lansdowne where my parents live now, Hatfield. And it was just like families. Like there was kids in their pajamas. Like it's like a special, at least for us, it was always like a special thing to go get a water ice at the, like to go up to the Rita's window and get something. The custard always leaves a weird taste in my mouth. So I'm not a huge fan of custard, but I don't know if that's my own bias coming into it. My mom's review was water ice, A1. Custard, thumbs down.
Wow.
Wow.
I know. I was like, do you want to stick to a standard of measurement? So I'm gonna go, you know, it's delicious. It's refreshing. It's got a funny name. I'm going to give it 4.75 forks.
Wow. Four forks, three tines.
Yes.
Wow.
And like I said in the earlier show, the forks is spelled with a PH.
That's right.
For
right.
Philly.
For Philly. Philly forks.
Carl Tart, your review, your fork score.
Okay. I don't know if y'all couldn't tell, but I ain't from Philadelphia. Mm. Where I'm from, we have this delicious summer treat called snowballs. And so that's what, did somebody boo that? kiss my ass. And
nobody booed it.
Oh, okay. Still kiss my ass though.
creating a straw man.
I had never had ice cream on top of a snowball or custard. And like that 80s song says, it's a new sensation. I don't know if I like that. I liked the custard. I liked the water ice. I wish it could have been sweeter. But I also recognize that so many of you Philadelphians, y'all know we got a Philadelphia, Mississippi? There's a Philadelphia, Mississippi. Y'all should visit it. Anyway, I recognize what it means for y'all. And so I won't be too harsh on it.
Oh, my God. I feel like you're breaking up with me.
I just got a lot going on right now.
Yeah, me too.
And I don't know how much time I can commit to eating custard.
I just
want to
be a wife.
She was a wife, okay? And he was a husband. I don't know what else to describe that.
Can I make it any more obvious?
I will say this. I want to go back to it, and I want to get a milkshake. Because it's hard to go wrong with milkshakes. But for now, I'm going to give this joint 4 forks.
Wow.
4 forks. All right. Wow.
Wow, it could still get into the Golden Plate
Club.
Still
a very, very good score.
Unless I fuck things up.
Can I go, Mitch?
No, I'd like to go.
Okay, you go ahead.
Why? Do you have a... I have nothing good. I'm going first.
Okay, go ahead.
You got to close it off.
I don't have anything good.
I know.
I never have anything good.
I know.
You just make me go last and eat shit every time.
That's right.
All right, fine.
The idea of water ice is such a foreign concept to me. Mm. I didn't know that you what is it custard? I didn't know that you mixed the two, that you mixed the creamy with the water rice. This is so foreign to me. I never had it growing up. Those Italians, they're wacky, man. They're wackier than the Philly Fanatic or Critty himself. They're on the same level, mixing all this stuff together. The Blizzardies and the Blizzards or whatever it is. Blendini, thank you. The Blendinis.
Blizzardari.
The Blizzardaris.
The Blizzardaris grew up down the street from me. Their house always smelled like cigarettes and beer. We weren't allowed to go there. Actually, they used to watch a Like a Prayer video, and I wasn't allowed to go over.
Wow.
But I love this sort of thing so much, something that's so specific to a city. I have a lot of things like that in Boston that I hold dear to my heart. And I thought that the mango, what the fuck is it called again?
Gelati.
I know, that one's easy. I should have gotten that. Sorry. The mango gelati was delicious. I'm going 4 forks. I think it was good.
4 forks.
You know what? Fuck that guy who said 1 fork. He was wrong. 1 fork? I mean, like, look, I'm a water ice noob or whatever, but
right.
I got to try better water ice, and I hate saying it that way. Why do you say it that way?
What?
Water. Why is it water?
It's just,
I don't know. Why do you say it hoot dog?
The show has ended for me.
No.
I'm going to stay silent the rest of the time.
You did say popcorn earlier, and I was like, what? Popcorn?
Wait, are you saying I said butt corn?
No, popcorn.
Popcorn,
like a pup,
yes. No, I do say
Scooby-Doo.
Popcorn. I say fucked up things, too. I like you, Philly. Good luck to the Sixers. I hope the Celtics beat them in some way, but good luck. I said good luck.
Why would
fuck you
do that? You had them. Why would you do that? You
because
had
I don't
everyone.
Know.
I feel like the most underrated signing of the offseason was Al Horford to the Sixers.
You stole him. You stole him from us, you fucks.
Underappreciated in Boston.
Great five who can play alongside Joel Embiid, who is fucking amazing. But also, he was the best defender against Joel Embiid.
And he wasn't underappreciated. We loved him. It was very sad.
I know he wasn't underappreciated, but it's that was a great, low-key great signing for the Sixers. Yeah,
somebody just yelled something at me.
Yes. What did you say?
Clippers.
Clipper Nation, Clipper baby. Fans?
Did you just say that I love Joel Embiid? You motherfucker. He's wearing a Baltimore Pinchy Crab shirt from the Flagrant Ones.
Wow.
And I do not hold back my opinions of the 76ers and Joel Embiid on my podcast, but this is not that show.
Nor is it How Did This Get Played, Nick's other podcast.
Okay, let's not bring that up. It ruined our last show. Let me say this. This is, bear with me here.
Oh, God.
Wow, Nick's going to ruin it.
I'm going to compare this place to Jamba Juice. And hold on.
Nick is about to skin the snake.
Hold on. Before you give me 35% on Rotten Tomatoes, Jamba Juice is a lie. Jamba Juice pretends to be something healthy.
You thought you were going to connect with a Jamba Juice truthers.
No, hold on.
Jamba Juice is a lie. Yeah!
I wasn't expecting a huge pop from that. Jamba Juice pretends to be something healthy, but it's not. Jamba Juice is loaded with sugar. Jamba Juice is a dessert place.
Pomegranate juice can't melt ice cubes.
And while I was sipping my sweet treats from Rita's Italian Ice, I was thinking of Jamba Juice and thinking of, like, they would just have this at Jamba Juice. They would have these same menu items but package them differently. They would call this, like, an organic yogurt, like, you know, swirl atop a fucking mango granita. And they would try to present it as something that was healthy, but it was not. And I would just say, like, as someone who has a sweet tooth, as someone who likes sweet treats, Rita's Italian Ice is a wonderful indulgence. It is delightful. I had a great time there. I really enjoyed what I was consuming. It felt like the kind of thing where it's like, I wish there were more of these in LA. And I know they obviously exist in LA. Like I said, I guess I went to one in Santa Monica and forgot about it. But I wish there were more of these because there are a lot of ice cream parlors in LA, but there aren't a lot of places like this. And this is a different sort of experience. It's a less heavy experience. If you're, for instance, a nurse who's about to go on shift, it's a place you can go and get a dessert where you're not going to shit yourself in your scrubs.
Jesus.
So
nurses don't just shit their pants.
Nurses can shit their pants.
Get a nice dessert. Get your feet rubbed. By Mitch.
I thought it was delightful. I liked to loved three out of the four desserts. And I think the one that I didn't love was the one that was a seasonal flavor that was offered, the Go Birds one that was offered as like a marketing tie-in. So I'll forgive it. Go Birds, absolutely. Although I'd say avoid the Go Birds Italian Ice at Rita's, but I will say, welcome to the Golden Plate Club, Rita's Italian Ice. Four forks!
Yes!
Should I subtract 0.01 forks for the Go Birds flavor? Yes, I should.
Wow.
But I won't. Because I'll let you be happy, you fucks.
Guys, that was our review of Rita's Italian Ice or Water Ice. We've got some snacks from the audience, and we're going to decide what you should put in your mouth. It's time for the Snacker Whack Snack Tack!
What the hell?
Wow! Emma and Yusong have brought on a bucket of snacks that people have brought out to us. Okay, hold on.
What is that big drink?
You want this? You want to try this big drink? Okay, so these are things that people have brought to us. Jesus Christ, there's a second box? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Is that from both shows or just this show?
I don't know.
Oh, both.
We've got a boost.
Do we have cups or are we just going to chug this thing?
I don't know.
Or should we do it?
This is
This is concentrate.
This is concentrate. I don't think we... Oh, this makes 48 ounce drinks. I don't think we can have this. I think we need some water to dilute this.
I can...
We'll save this for later.
Right. We can chug it.
Okay. Please? Oh, here we go. We've got some Wrap Snacks Wavy from Migos.
What?
Barbecuing with my honey.
Is this a Philadelphia thing? I've had these before.
Is Migos from Philadelphia?
No!
Throw it in the fucking trash.
Then fuck it. Hot cheese curls? Is that okay?
What about... And they like these, too. They like these tasty cakes.
Okay, here we go. Mitch has some tasty cakes.
Yeah.
We're going to try these.
These are funny because they're not crimpet. I don't know what a crimpet is, but...
Open up the hot fries, too. Why not? Two snacks.
Okay, I'll open these up. These are hot cheese curls.
You want us to butt chug the concentrates?
Well, I already know.
You know what? You guys can have these with us because there's a lot of them. All right, there you go. Start handing them tomorrow,
also,
if you don't mind.
I pointed out on the other show.
Yeah.
Thank you. Tasty cakes are four for $10 at Giant right now. And my mom and I went and bought a bunch.
Boy, these Hers hot cheese curls are delightful. They get a little bit of burn to them, a lot of cheese flavor. I love them. I'm opening up these tasty cakes right now.
They're good. These are good.
Reading the butterscotch crimpets, this is not a... How many people in the audience freeze their tasty cakes and eat them frozen? Yeah. They're really good. Butterscotch crimpets are really good frozen. And I don't know, me and my brother used to like lick the icing till we got down to the cake part. But I think these are probably the most well-known tasty cakes, right? These are the ones most people...
These are rad. I love this. This is delicious.
Maybe I'm insane. But these hot cheese curls have a hint of bacon. Is that true? Okay.
It feels like
I told you I was crazy.
You insane.
No, I know what you mean. They have kind of that smoky sort of character to them. Yeah.
That's good. Either the glutamate, the phosphate, the monosodium paprika.
Wow, you're going to find me in this box tomorrow morning with it empty. Curled up in there. Like a cooked snake.
Skinned.
Someone included a card in here. So there is a banana penetrating a donut on the cover. Let's see. Boy, I'm really worried about reading this verbatim live. I'm gonna skim this and see. Okay, here we go.
It's nice. I just read it from here.
Seems nice. Dear darling Doughboys or Emma and Yusung, if they see this first, thank you for making our Tuesdays and Thursdays a little bit better. Here's an assortment of Philly and Philly adjacent snacks, a small token of our appreciation. Love, Alexa and Curran. Thank you, Alexa and Curran. On the back, P.S. Weiger is the true Big Dick Nick.
That is true.
That is true.
Wow. PPS, we didn't want to include an uncooked block of Scrapple, so here's a book about it instead. We know Mitch won't read it, but Weiker might. Thank you very much. That was very nice of you.
We got sodas delivered right to the stage.
Pennsylvania Scrapple, A Dunkable History by Amy Strauss. Very nice of you.
Also, I go by Small Dick Mitch now.
Who writes a book about Scrapple?
We got more wrap snacks in here. Chumpy's potato chips? Is that something? No, not really.
Are these got delivered to our the stage right now? Are these anything?
Yes.
The tasty. All right. First of all, tasty cakes are a snack for me.
Tasty snacks are a big time snack.
And then those Hers hot cheese curls are a mega snack.
Mega
I love
snack.
Them.
Yeah. Those are fucking great.
Whack.
I wish they had those in L.A.
Whack.
Mitch, let me see that blue one.
You want the blue one?
Yeah.
Okay, so these are some sodas we're sharing. What are these? A treat.
Ah!
Oh, my God. Mitch just spilled everywhere.
Who was it? I was fucking set up.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
It smells great. Philly, Philly, Jesus. I had to hear that the night the Patriots lost so many times.
I don't like these Cheetos. I think they're bad.
Carl, you're drinking the A-Treat Big Blue soda.
And I got to say, that's my jam.
Can you try that bad boy?
That's good
stuff. All right, here we go.
I've never heard of this before.
Oh, thank you so much.
Wow, that is great.
Yeah.
That fucking rules.
Send it this way. I want to drink some of the blue.
Oh, it's
That's solid stuff right there.
It's funny that blue is kind of a flavor. Like, that kind of, like, reminds me of the blue Gatorade. You know what I mean? But this is a carbonated version of it.
Sometimes blue will go sour, if like a blue raspberry.
Right.
And I don't want that. That's a base blue.
Give me that sweet blue.
You know what I mean?
It's for good. Sure.
That's dope right there.
There's an aftertaste that I can only describe as old.
Right.
I want to try that concentrate. I want to mix it in this water here.
Okay, I'm going to give this concentrate over to
Carl. What is the concentrate?
Here we go.
Is this a normal Philly thing?
It's Boost. South Jersey. Okay, South got it.
It's South Jersey just makes jars of this weird dark liquid.
Were you saying boo or boost?
They were saying boo.
Our Lyft driver on the way here, we were driving and I looked over and I was like, oh, look, it's the Sixers practice facility. And he was like, yeah, that's in Camden, New Jersey. They be tripping over there.
He was good. That guy ruled.
I was like, why is their practice facility in a different state? Because of fucking...
Well, Camden is basically...
Colangelo.
I love that guy because, like, he was, like, he was asking, like, we were like, we're from L.A. He was like, damn, what are you guys doing in Philly? And we're like, we're comedians. And he was like, oh, really?
What the hell?
Yeah. I'm going to do some too, Carl.
Guys.
What is the... like, are you getting the ratio right or are you just sort of guessing at it?
Hey, will you hand me the boost bottle, please?
Is this fun to watch? Camden is kind of like East Philadelphia in a way. It's a little bit part of the city.
Got it.
This looks weird and smells weird.
How thick is it?
Badlands Chugs.
Concentrated blend. It says concentrated blend of citrus fruit syrup.
Here we go. Bottoms up.
You mentioned Badlands Chugs, and that's a guy who was like, man, that guy fucking rules.
Badlands Chugs rules. Check him out online.
And also, he's like, fuck, he's better at this than we are.
Weiger, shut up.
I'm just like, Jesus.
I like Boost.
Yeah.
Is this like brisk iced tea? Am I tripping?
It's good.
I'm right?
You're
Thank
tripping
you.
Over there,
It's like
there,
a sweet
too.
Tea?
Huh?
It's like a sweet tea?
Yeah,
it's good.
It's like brisk. Try it.
Okay, I'm going to try a sip of this.
You want drinks and snacks all around for me, for real.
Carl has poured the concentrate into his Poland Spring bottle. I'm going to take a little sip of this. Oh, boy. That's delightful. A little meadow in my mouth.
Ugh.
I loved it. Guys, thank you so much for bringing all of these. That was the Snacker Wax Snack Snack. Just like a restaurant, by your feedback. Let's open the feedback. We're going to take a few audience questions. So three questions from you guys, and Emma and/or Yusong will be roaming the audience, letting us know who has a query. Who's the first question from?
We got Zachary Joseph.
Hi, Zachary Joseph. Where are you at, Zach?
Oh, there you are.
Where's the Zach attack? All right, he's over here.
I don't like that nickname, sir.
Hi, Zach.
Hi, Doughboys. I wanted to know if there are any chain restaurants or chain restaurant items that you feel are criminally underrated.
Boy, that's a great question.
Do you know what I think is?
Yeah.
The classic cheeseburger from Wendy's.
Wow.
No one really cares about it.
No, I like that answer a lot. I really like that answer.
No one cares about it. It's good. Oh, fuck you guys.
But do you believe someone should be indicted for that?
Yes.
What's the question?
Chain restaurant items that are underrated. This is an excellent question. I'm going to go... I'm going to go in an unexpected direction, perhaps. The brown bread from Outback Steakhouse.
Wow.
Is wonderful. That. Every time you get that, it's a delight. They always deliver. It's warm. They give you lots of butter. And I think it's like a great free appetizer that they present with you and so present to you. So yeah, that'd be my answer.
I'm only saying this because they just recently took it off the menu.
Yeah,
but the Doritos Locos Fiery Taco is
hell
fucking,
yeah, that one wow. fucking rules.
I'm gonna say it's underrated, like because they took it off. I'm
right,
like,
they took the Cool Ranch off too. It's insane.
They
it's
did, yeah,
crazy.
They made some menu look.
People are upset.
They got rid of Cool Ranch.
They've contracted.
They got rid of Cool Ranch.
They've contracted the menu a little bit. I understand it from the perspective of its additional inventory.
Why did you do this, Nick? Why did you do this?
There's additional inventory to have those different decision? Shells.
Nick.
Yes.
It's fucked up.
It's fucked up. I can understand it.
No, you can't.
I just hope that Taco Bell, which is a very good quick service chain, is doing that to clear room for some new items that are coming that we'll love just as much. That's all I can. That's my optimistic approach to it.
Scab butch.
Jesus Christ.
I
agree. The Fiery Doritos Locos Taco, that was delightful.
I like. I don't hear a lot of people talking about Checkers French fries.
Oh yeah. Slash Rallies if you're on the West Coast.
What is it called on the West Coast?
Checkers and Rallies.
Oh, yeah. Out here, it's just Checkers. I don't know how many there are, but there's one near my house when growing up. But the French fries are so good.
They are very, very good. Absolutely.
Great question.
Thank you very much. Who else has a question?
Dylan Pinnell.
Hi, Dylan. Where's Pinnell. Dylan at?
Right over here. Oh.
All right. Whoa. Emma is heading we towards woke him Dylan.
Up. Dylan Pinnell. Huh? Over here.
I'm coming.
No, go first.
Where you at?
Dylan, what's your question?
Hi, I was wondering if there are any snacks from your childhood that are no longer in production that you would love to taste just one last time.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
That's a really good question.
I say this a lot, but the Jumpin' Jack cheese Doritos, I loved those as a boy.
Those were really good.
Those are my go-to Dorito
flavor.
They
were very good, yeah. R.I.P.
I heard from the audience, what?
Do they still make Hostess Snowballs? They still do. Okay, then never mind.
So you have no answer now.
No, I do have an answer, and I've said this before on the podcast. It's not a snack. It's a fast food menu item, but the toasted raviolis from Jack in the Box were so fucking good, and they had them there for like under a year, but I got them every time I went, and then when they took them off the menu, I was like, how did they do this? They were so good. They were raviolis that were deep fried, and they served you with a warm marinara dipping sauce. They were awesome. They were so, so good.
You sound good.
Yeah.
Sucks. Sucks for you. Sounds like a shitty life. Sorry.
Do y'all remember those fruit snacks that were like animals? That was like zoo animal, huh?
Animal crackers.
No, not sharks.
Sharks, the street.
Can you Google... Animal fruit snacks of 1992. Snacks.
Okay, hold on.
Carl Tart. By the way, I think when they took those raviolis off the menu, Nick's parents were like, oh, interesting reaction.
Okay, animal fruit snacks, 1992.
Amazing fruit gummy bears. Amazing fruit. Yeah.
Unfortunately, only has a 38% rating from Rotten Tomatoes.
It's because all the snakes were skinned.
And yeah.
Those amazing fruit. And I'm going to be honest, it probably took a few years off my life. But in middle school, Pepsi Blue was the shit.
Oh, Pepsi Blue is very good. Do they still make Teddy Grahams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they had it. They had a few. Oh, you know what? So Teddy Grahams had an Elvis style jingle.
I just want to be your Teddy
Grahams. But also did... there was another snack of the era, potato skins, which was a chip that was a like a TGI Friday style potato skin, and it was fucking great. And it
wasn't
was like
that the brand wasn't it TGI Friday's like brand?
No, it wasn't TGI Friday's brand. It was a different brand. I think it honestly was Keebler brand, but I just remember the part from the song that was like, "Tasty baked potato, sour cream and chive, cheddar bacon onion. Don't believe your eyes." That was it. That's it. That's it. Potato skins got baked potato appeal because they're made from potato skins that are real. It was basically the Teddy Graham song, but for potato skins instead of Teddy Grahams. But that's the one I always think of.
When you clicked on your Google search, there was 45 different questions about Nick Foles' dick. How long is it? How wide is it?
Circumcised? Question mark?
Pictures of? Question mark? Drawings of? Question mark?
Does it answer mail? Question mark?
All right, one more question.
Ross Weissman.
Ross.
Where are you at?
What's up,
over
Ross?
There.
Weissman.
There he is. Boss Ross, how you doing, Ross?
Good.
Hell yeah. All right, Emma's making her way over there.
Hey, so first of all, Mitch, last December I was the virtual audience member during Mitch Live.
Oh, wow.
So hello.
Wow, what a wow. Good to see you in person.
Yeah.
I was hoping we'd never meet.
So anyway, my question is, when I was a kid, my grandmother, also named Rita, she took my brother and I on a behind-the-scenes tour of Aretas, and it was awesome. So if you guys could choose to tour any chain behind the scenes, which would you choose?
I know immediately. My answer,
thank you so much.
I want to go to Red Lobster, and I want to see how they make them Cheddar Bay biscuits. I want to see that firsthand. And if it's like the restaurant and they get like a mix and it like arrives frozen or something, they just defrost it and they just like bake the biscuits in the oven, then fuck that. I want to go to the factory. I want to go to the corporate kitchen where they show how they make that, how they figured out the food science to figure out how them things taste so damn good.
I have an answer too, Nick.
Yes.
The Taco Bell test kitchen.
Oh boy, that's a great answer.
And I know that I'll get in trouble there like in the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And I'll turn into a big ball of sour cream or something. But it'll be worth it.
When I was in first grade, 1996, we took a trip to Pizza Hut. And it was still a sit-down restaurant. And it's still a highlight of my life going back and making pizzas with my kindergarten class, or first grade
that
class.
Rules.
And wow. So nothing will top that.
That's pathetic.
Dang.
What? Life's supposed to get better. All the time.
I peaked.
Do you have an answer, Nangle? Fuck you. It was on the bottom of our beer cans in D.C. That's not a lie. Some guy, a fan of the show who owned a brewery, put it on the bottom of our beer cans.
Someone
no peeking.
Someone yelled out, no peeking, if the mics didn't pick that up.
Does that mean something?
Yeah, Mitch.
No. No, fuck you. No lettuce wrap. No. No. Nope. No. I'm not doing one. I'm not doing one. Sorry. Nope. You guys are too mean. Do you have an answer, Dangle?
No.
Look. I'm gonna tell you this.
Oh boy.
I love Philly. I love Philadelphia. You guys have always treated me a little mean because I'm a Massachusetts guy, okay?
Right.
I'm not gonna do a lettuce wrap. Hold on. But I love a lot about Philadelphia. I've rode on the Schuylkill, like I said. I've eaten plenty of Philly cheesesteaks here. And there's one particular love I have here, and I'm gonna sing a little song about it.
Wow.
Here we go.
What on earth?
I used to eat my bagels alone, you know. I ate them by myself with some butter or even a little jam. Then I found a topping and it worked just right. A creamy, cheesy spread. I put it on my bagel with a knife. 'Cause I love to eat that Philadelphia cream cheese. From the day that I was born, I spread it high. Philadelphia cream cheese spread it on my bagel, man. Yeah. With a side of Wawa coffee.
if you can.
Wow.
Oh, Philadelphia cream cheese, spread it on. I love it, spread it high. Extra points if it's whipped or it's chived. Spread it on, spread it on. Spread it high, won't you spread it high? Philadelphia cream cheese, I love you. Yes, I do.
Mitch, should I join you?
Yeah, you should.
In Japan, they used to like their sushi ho. Some people do sashimi, and some others just like the good old Cali roll.
Some people like the Cali roll.
I like eating salmon wrapped in seaweed and rice, until I got a big old scoop for that Philly cream cheese. Ooh, they treated me so nice. 'Cause we love to eat that Philadelphia cream cheese. From the time that we were born, we spread it high. Philadelphia cream cheese, spread it on our bagel bread. With a side of Wawa coffee, if you can. Philadelphia cream cheese, spread it on. We love it, spread it high. Extra points if it's whipped and it's chive. Spread it high, spread it high. Spread it high, won't you spread it high? Philadelphia cream cheese, we love you. Yes, we do.
Guys, Carl Dart, Christine Nagel, you sung it up. Until next time, for the Spoonman, Mike Mitchell, I'm Nick Weiger. Happy eating!
On the next Doughboys Double, Oktoberfest 2019 begins. This year's theme will be revealed next week. Get the Doughboys Double every Tuesday only at patreon.com/doughboys.
Double! Sources for this week's intro include Water Ice, What It Is, What It Isn't, How to Say It, and Where to Get It by Julia Hatmaker. Ancient Sicilians Were Eating the Same Italian Ice We Know Today by Danielle Weda. Rita's Celebrates 30th Anniversary with Giveaways, Politicians by Dan McQuaid. Water Ice, Philly's Classic Summer Cooler Gets Hot Across the Country by Caroline Beans. And the Rita's Corporate Website. Full list of sources available in the episode description.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.